In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. If you are with us for the first time today, and I think there are a few people who are with us, we are in the middle of our series about Sunday worship, Surp Badarak, why we do it, where it's from, and that, like many things in the spiritual life, it happens, but it only works if you are participating in it. That's why we called it Learn Your Part, Shape Your Heart, okay? So you have to participate in it, and when you do, it does something to you. It does something to you. This is not like a regular class where you fill your head with things and you know stuff. This is a classroom for us all where you're filled and you become something great, a high calling. And so this is why this is so important, and this is why our church is a beautiful, beautiful, wonderful, amazing church if people can participate in it. If it's not, we're in trouble. And we are in a little trouble. But today is heartening. You're here. You're often here. You guys, these young people, you are all here because you want to participate and be a part of this life-changing and life-forming service. I want to review what we did last week, 2 weeks. We said that the Badarak is a sacred meal that was given by Jesus to his followers and commanded to keep on doing this over and over in remembrance of me, and that I would be present through that and through you in this Surp Badarak. And we pointed out that just when we have guests at our house, or if we're guests at someone else's house, the first thing we do is what? What do you do before you have a dinner and a meal? Pray is great. Yes, set the table, Nora. We prepare. The first part of Badarak is called the preparation. And in that, we prepare by fasting a little bit from food, screen time, noise, distraction, just like you'd kind of fast if you were having a great meal at your house and people over at your house, so you save your appetite for great things. We prepare by washing up. Leah helped us out. She's not here today, but she actually helped us do the ritual cleaning, where we say the psalm, "I wash my hands in innocence before you, O Lord, as I go about your altar." And then, finally, we dress up. Remember that? Who dressed up for us? Oh, it was Lucas. That's right. So everyone dresses up, as you are, to give your best to God. But I dress up on behalf of us all like a prince. Why a prince? Because God is our king. And what do you call us? A son and daughter. She's already participating, and that's a great thing. So if God is a king, and we are sons and daughters of God, that's our highest calling, then we are princes and we are princesses. And so one day I said, I'm going to give out tiaras in the front of church for all of the girls to wear and give out crowns for all the boys to wear, and it wouldn't be sacrilege, it would actually be meaningful. That's what we did last week. The first part is preparation. It happens before Badarak, it happens all the way up till page 11 in Badarak. And then we enter into the beginning of the meal, if you will. We enter the beginning of the meal, and we call it the service of the word. The service of the word. Thank you for laughing, Lucas. It's funny. What? We have a service of words? We eat words? Can you eat words? Really? So, remember how we said, we'll get to that. Remember how we said that people, you and I, men and women, are hungry for many things besides food? We're hungry for understanding and to be understood. We're hungry to control things. We're hungry for survival. We're hungry to be recognized. We're hungry to achieve. That is inborn within us and natural. But the task of our lives, if we want to be happy, is to learn to stay away from the things we hunger for that don't do us any good. that are unhealthy or that take us away from our highest calling. And instead, we train ourselves every Sunday to eat things that are good, not just food, but words and images and concepts that are of God. Things like justice, things like mercy, things like peace, love, forgiveness. And that's what we're training ourselves for, to fill and fulfill us and our appetite for things that are good for us, not just the things that the world sells us. Okay? So now let's get back to eating words. First of all, if eating words sounds funny, we have several books in our house. We have several books in our house. I don't know if you do. And there's bite marks on the top of the page where Narek or Nora ate the pages of the books. And so I think everyone kind of did that because kids are very basic. They bring into their mouth things that are pleasing, right? But we don't have to be that literal. We're talking about bigger things here. The Old Testament prophets are famous for eating words. Do you know any of these stories? Ezekiel actually ate a scroll before he went to preach so that God's words, think about it, Mark, so that God's words would be within him. And John eats a scroll from the angel in vision of Revelations, and Jeremiah the prophet said this, "Lord, your words were found and I ate them, and your words became a joy and delight of my heart." So you can and do eat words and images just like before, just like we said before, the choice isn't whether you consume them or not. The choice is whether you eat the good ones and consume the good ones or you consume the bad ones. Do you want mindless scroll? Do you want violent games? Do you want inflammatory words and images about this is the right side and they're the wrong side? Or do you get a taste for the things of God that nourish and sustain? Can you and I bring into our lives Jesus' profound saying that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God? If we can, and if we practice on Sunday, we become filled and fulfilled more than anything else in this world. Okay, so here's what I want to do. There is a special, the service of the words has a very special song and very special service. In your bulletins, although I don't think, unfortunately, these got passed out to the kids, if you have this in your bulletins, or if you don't have this, it says Surpastvads. You can also look on page 14 in your Badarach books. Bobby, can I ask you, in case there's more, it kind of the inserts got a little screwed up today. There might be some of these in the front of the narthex to give out to the kids who don't have each one. All right, so we have a little bit of a chase scene in church in the front there. That's right, we're going to catch Ani. And it's okay, this is a learning time, and Ani's learning too along with all of us today. But now we're going to focus in, guys, because I want to invite everyone, and not just the young people. We are going to learn this very important hymn, which introduces the service of the Word, the liturgy of the Word. So page 14, if you don't have it, have the insert, or the insert. And remember, we're just going to touch on this today, but this has a QR code on it that if you take a picture of it, it takes you to our website where there's the music, the words scroll slowly down the screen, there's games to match the English word to the Armenian word, and all kinds of things so that you can make this something that you are a part of and it forms you as you learn it. This is Surpastvads. Let's read together the words in English to start. Holy God, holy and mighty, holy and immortal, who rose from the dead, have mercy upon us. Okay, we talked about words, and this is the service of the words. What kind of words do we have here? What's the most, by the way, on the top of the picture on the top is called a word cloud. Have you seen those? The bigger the word, the more frequently it's used. And by the way, if we did a word cloud of all of the words of Badarak, which I've done, and that's on your other handout, one of the most frequent words we say 240 times or so is Surp. And we talked about Surp. Can you guys say Surp three times? Surp, Surp, Surp. What does it mean again? It means holy. What else does it mean? Clean. It's the same word root for clean. And what else does it mean? Surp griko lusavorich. Surpagop. It means saintly. Okay? Saint, saintly, the holy ones. Very good. So that's an amazing concept in the beginning of our service of the words, that somehow we are sanctifying, cleansing, purifying, surp, surp, surp. God, put away those things that aren't of you and show us who you are, which is so different in this world. So we say it three times. Any idea why we say things three times in the Armenian church? A lot? Go ahead, Audrey. Because what? Because of the Holy Trinity, thank you. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's the theological reason. The practical reason is the same reason I ask couples when they get married, do you commit to this person three times, right? Because we're evil. No, we're not evil. We're just hard at learning and hard at loving, so we have to make sure they mean what they say. Do you? Do you? Do you? Yes, yes, yes. Same thing here. We have to do it many times because it takes us a while to get into what we're saying. And yes, it's also the Trinity. And the whole thing repeats three times. So not only does surp, surp, surp repeat three times in the phrase, but then it goes around three times when we say this. So let's learn the words now. Let's say the words in Armenian slowly together. I'll say it first, then you can repeat after me. Surp astvads, surp yev hazor, surp yev amma, vorharyar imerelots, vohornya mez. Let's say it together. Surp astvads, surp yev hazor, surp yev amma, vorharyar imerelots, vohornya mez. Okay. Now, let's try this. Let's say the words to the rhythm. No melody yet, but it's going to go like this. Surp astvads, surp yev hazor, surp yev amma, vor har yar I mere lots, vohor myamez. Let's try it. Surp astvads, surp yev hazor, surp yev amma, vor har yar I mere lots, vohor myamez. Okay, we're almost there. Now, let's give this some melody. Surp astvad, surp yev hazor, surp yev amma, vor hayari merelot, vor myames. Stop. That was very good. I was just going to show you how to do it, but you know the song. That's very good. Now let's continue, and we'll do it the two more times. That was once. And what else do we do when we sing this song? Yes, Lauren. So every time that we say and start the phrase with surp, we cross ourselves. It's traditional. And you know all about crossing ourselves. That is like inviting God into your heart, into your mind, into your life. Okay? And so you can do that as we say the beginning. So let's continue on. We already said it once. We're going to say it a second time exactly the same way, and then the third way has a little bit of a different ending that I think is in your heads, but let's see. Surpasst vad surpjevas or surpjevamma vor hajarimerelots vor miames surpasst vad surpjevas or surpjevamma vor hajarimerelots vor miames. Very well done. As I always like to say, my ears are open, so and the choir is open. So if you were singing well, and if you would like to, this is a time where everybody is in training for bigger and better things. That is Surpasst vad. You can continue learning at home. But now to finish up, I also want to have our kids come forward to help with something. Remember that in the Armenian church, you don't just say things like, this is the service of the word and we love God's word, etc., etc. We don't just say it and understand it, we do it. We act it out. So, how do we act out the service of the words, of the word of God? Okay, we are going to figure that out right now with your help. So first, volunteer, Mark. I said volunteer, that wasn't really volunteering. Come on, Mark, come on up. Bobby, can you help Mark? Yeah, so during Badarak, there's two great parades, and those mark the two great services, meals, of the Badarak, okay? And the first one, guess what, since it's the service of the word, what is this? Narek? Yes, and what does this have to do with the service of the words? What do we call this book? What's another name for it that has words in it? It's the Bible, thank you very much. Have you ever heard the Word of God? Yeah, it is the living words of God in here, his past story, his present story, his future and our future story. And so, what do? During Surpasst vad, we raise up the gospel. Go ahead, Mark. Well, first thing we do is we actually kiss the gospel. Mm-hmm. And do you know what the word for worship is in Armenian? It's to kiss the ground. And so kissing is actually a sign of worshiping and doing something that you believe, that something is precious. Okay, so we lift up the gospel, and then we go around in a parade around the altar while we're singing Surpasst vad. Okay? And then, right after that, we start reading these words. And I'll talk briefly about this, but let's do this together. And how about, yes, Audrey, Lauren, come on forward, Lauren. And Nora, you can come forward too. You have two, right? Okay, so how are we gonna do this? I'll put this one away. Okay, so what happens is, Mark, you lift up the gospel, and then you turn around like this, and you go around the altar, and you walk, and these girls are going to lead you with the purvar. And then you're going to come around, Mark, and you're going to end right in the middle, okay? And then you're going to end right there, okay? Now, Mark, come back here, okay? Nora. And Lauren. Okay. You're going to aim the purvar at the Bible when it comes around. And do you know what the symbolism is of the purvar? What do we put in there? We have a charcoal and we have incense. And there's many meanings to this. There's symbolism for Mary and Jesus, but there's also psalms that always say, bring a sweet smell and burn incense. And we say in Balarak that it rises along with our prayers. You know, our prayers are invisible, but they rise to God. They make for a sweet fragrance, and then God blesses us with his Holy Spirit. And so we sense whatever we is important to us in church. The Bible, people, God, the altar. And so we're going to do this, and we're also going to sing the song together while they do this. So we're going to do the what's called the lesser entrance, the beginning of the service of the word, together. Okay? So Bobby, you think they're ready? Mark, are you ready? Okay. All right, so. You say prosume. Sur pastvat sur pjevazo sur pjevanma vorharja imerelots vormiames sur pastvat sur pjevazo sur pjevanma vorharja imerelots Bor miames sur pastvat sur pjevazor sur pjevanma bor harja rimerelots bor miames. Okay, we can have a round of applause for our helpers here. Okay, you guys can. Mark, thank you very much. You can sit down now. You want to kiss that gospel? Okay, thank you. Okay, and to finish up, just a few more minutes. What comes right after we do this service of the word and lift up the gospel? Can you guess? What happens right after that? You actually read it. That's right. So you read the words of the gospel, and someone from the church who is trained to do this, today Michael Shah Nazarian, we have assigned readings from the Old Testament, from the Gospel, Jesus' life, and then from the epistles after Jesus' life, the Apostles' writings, and we read them every year, the same readings, okay? Have you read a book more than once that you really like? Yes. We have some people in my house like 10 times in the same book. Sometimes movies, you read them 10 times over. Watch them 10 times over. Why is that? Because following the example of the prophets to eat the words of God, of Jesus to live of every word from God's mouth, we are going over and over these things because they give us life. And even though we change every year, the gospel and God's word and his actions for us never change. So we read them again and see how they fit into our lives. And that's why I preach. That's the only thing I'm doing. The sermon was originally in the beginning of Balarak, right after this service of the words. It makes sense, right? Because these are all the words about God in the Bible, and the preacher is only task is to make those words that come around every year to try to make them relevant again, first in my life and then in your lives. And so we do that, and that is the service of the words. We do the Nicene Creed afterwards, which we did a whole session on, five sessions last year, but those are just the principles of our faith that we put into words, into a long description and formula for what we believe. And after we do all of that, we are ready for the main meal of Sur Balarak, which we'll talk about next week, which is the Holy Eucharist, this bread and wine that miraculously is body and blood, the life of God that comes within us and fills and fulfills us on Sunday and all the days of our lives. Thank you, young people, for listening and participating. We want you to sing Sur Pastvads every time you come to church. And to finish, young at heart people, all of you who are here, I mean what I say, so everyone here, including me first, is learning and participating, and that's what can make this beautiful church continue on. Without participation, trust me, God's in control of all this, and he doesn't want a church where people have something beautiful that nobody understands or participates in. So if we want a church that is traditional, which I do, it comes with a very big responsibility of all of us to participate in these things and to learn and grow from them. And it's not easy sometimes, especially if you're not Armenian speaking, but it's possible because it repeats every Sunday. And because there's ways, there's pew books, there's things online to learn it. And I can promise you that whatever effort you put into it, because it is so rich and at first complex, but also so rich, you can be doing this the rest of your lives and still be encountering God in different ways as you go along. And that's what the point of all is.